This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side. This is Monday. I guess it's Columbus Day. Some people are off work, and some people aren't. So, hey, lines are always open. We are America's Voice of Freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. We can talk politics, religions, race. We can talk whatever the hell we want to talk about, because this is America, and we'll do what we want when we want until they tell us we can't, and then we'll find another way to do what we want when we want, whenever we want. We talk about politics day in and day out. Now, I'd like to know, Interstate 255 in Illinois is going to be closed for 10 months. A 10-month period, but they say, oh, that's good. It could have been 3 years, our four-year project. Officials with DOT said a focused approach on the project will shorten what would have been a four-year project to a 10-month project. Something ain't right with that. How the hell they're going to knock a four-year project down to a 10-month project? Unbelievable. But really, what really pisses me off with this whole situation, they built these roads, cost us billions and billions of dollars when it's all said for all the highways all throughout this great country. They build these roads and then they have to rebuild them. Why are we spending, it's part of the $45 billion Rebuild Illinois Capital Plan. Why are we, the taxpayers, having to pay again? Why are we having to pay again this $45 billion, people? You know where it's coming from. It's coming from us. And we pay taxes to have these roads built before. Why don't the people that build the roads have to come in and redo them? When something's screwed up with your furniture when you buy it, something screwed up with an appliance when you buy it, they come in and fix it, don't charge you anything. Think about it. Every time you see these highwaymen, and nothing against them, they're just doing their job. Every time you see them out there, it's costing us, the taxpayers. Now I ask, if they put the concrete on these highways and they did everything they were supposed to do, why in the hell are they always replacing and repairing? Think about it, people. I don't know if we're getting an inferior product, and if we are, that's on the politicians. The politicians ought to check it out before they pay the money. But no, now the Illinois Department of Transportation, a major, if it's going to be 10 months. Oh, it could have been 50,000 years, but they're going to do it in 10 months. That's bull crap, a four-year project. They're going to be closing sections over a 10-month period from Collinsville Road near Fairmont Park, the racetrack, west of the Shrine, leading to the Shrine. Unbelievable. They're going to rebuild Illinois. Well, let's just build it and keep it built. Why do we have to rebuild anything? I guarantee you, if it was the politicians' money, it wouldn't be rebuilding. There'd be holes in the streets, the highways. They wouldn't give a damn. They never give a damn. Now, because it's not their money. It's not their money, people. You know, they all get campaign contributions, $2,500, $5,000, $10,000 from all these road projects, people. But think about it. Every time you drive down a highway, no matter on the Illinois side, the Missouri side, and you see the cones out there, you see the guys working, and again, nothing against the guys working, it's the politicians. They've got their cronies remodeling, repairing, redoing whatever they're redoing, and that's okay, but it's costing us time and time and time again. So when you people drive down the street, think about it, today and every day, especially in Illinois, on a project on Interstate 255, all that's money that's coming out of our pockets again, people. That's many of the projects under the $45 billion Rebuild Illinois Capital Plan. Talk about the overhaul. Excuse me, the overhaul of the highway system. What do you mean the overhaul? Wasn't it built? Wasn't it built to be there, to be sturdy for all the millions and billions of dollars? But no, more money for the politicians, more money for their constituents, more money for their families, their friends, as we always say. But think about it once again as you're driving down on Interstate 255 the next 10 months, not the next 20 years, because they pulled it down. Could have been 4 years, but they got it down to 10 months. Well, somebody did some bad preparation if it was going to be a four-year project, and they've shortened it. They've shortened it to 10 months. Something's not right. You know what's not right? They probably don't have enough money. They would have let it go on 4 years and just taking our taxpayers' dollar and paying them off and paying them off. But hey, we can't do that. The taxpayers will really get pissed off. So let's just steal their money for 10 months instead of 4 years. But as we go, again, drive down the street, think about it. And that's just not on Interstate 255. That's over in Missouri, Illinois, all throughout this great country. Every time you see a road repair, it's costing us money, more money, more money, more money. Every time, I say every time, it costs more money. Speaking of more money, I ragged this ignorant bastard since the beginning, since they started the construction. You know the trolley cars? You know the trolley cars? The two of them that move on Del Mar Boulevard in the University City? You know the 51? The 51 now, do you hear me properly, people? The $51 million streetcar line links the west end of the Del Mar Loop commercial area in University City and the Missouri History Museum in Forest Park. It's about a mile stretch, if that much. They can't get down the roads on Del Mar because they're knocking the rearview mirrors off the cars because they didn't allocate for enough space. But $51 million, people, is what it costs to have that built. And they can thank you, the taxpayers, for most of that. Now the trolley company, they're asking St. Louis County for another $700,000. They want to reduce the hours of service to make up for the budget shortfall. They've only collected, people, now you think about it, and you people in University City and St. Louis and throughout the state, because that's your money too, they've only collected in 11 months, $32,000 in ticket sales. $32,000 in ticket sales. That's averaging about $150 in ticket revenue per day. $150 per day on a 51, I said, and you hear me, on a $51 million investment. Your investment, the taxpayers' investment, the good people of Missouri's investment. They're asking for another $700,000, and they say even with the $700,000, it may still close even if they get the requested $700,000. Sam Page, the county executive, in a letter released, on Friday, that he will have the St. Clair County Council consider giving the Loop Trolley Company the $700,000 they've requested to keep the trolley rolling through 2020. Well, what are you going to do, Sam Page? You're going to waste all the other taxpayers' money and get it through 2021? If they haven't been successful in a year's time, Sam Page, and all you other political idiots over there, it's not going to be successful. You know how long it took? It took an extra year and a half, 2 years, to build this trolley. And the trolley company now says they may go out of business if they don't get seven. That's like extortion. It says if the county doesn't allocate the money, the trolley company says they will cease operations on November the 15th of this year. That's 1 year ago today that they opened up. After a $51 million investment spent at your expense, and they're going to close down. $51 million, people. That $51 million could have been used to stop some crime in North St. Louis. It could have been used to stop some crime in South St. Louis that the criminals are going into. West St. Louis, the Central West End, $51 million. And they're trying to extort another $700,000 and say, well, even if we get it, we may still cease operation. They're $400,000 short of what the company projected. And they said, the owners, the company said, they just don't see the path forward. It says they try to reach out to the Loop Trolley Company, but they haven't heard back yet. They sure heard from the trolley company, didn't they? When they were wanting the $51 million to build this. Can you people understand? As bad as areas Del Mar is, as bad as areas as whole city of St. Louis is, with all the killings in North St. Louis, and they waste $51 million on a trolley. They could have bought two $200,000 trolley buses and did the exact same thing. I could have saved the city and the county and the taxpayers over $50 million, and they would have been able to manipulate those trolley buses that they can't with these actual rail buses. Unbelievable, people, think about it. And Joe Edwards, where the hell are you at, Joe Edwards? Joe Edwards was pushing it. Remember that idiot that owns the pageant and Blueberry Hill? That idiot that's smart, I shouldn't say idiot, because he pushes all that money that's not his in to try to build up the area where he has all of his businesses, the Moon Hotel. He's no dummy, but how come nobody's talked to him? He was the spearhead of this operation. Now, all of a sudden, they can't reach anybody from the Loop Trolley Company. They can't reach Joe Edwards. They can't reach anybody. Isn't it awful funny? Isn't it awful funny when something goes south, these politicians, they go south with the operation. But think about it, good people. They've made $150 a day for train fares on this Loop Trolley. $150 a day average, and they've got probably over $51 million of wasted money invested. It's unbelievable. Go ahead, Bill. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Fine.
I'm calling in from Austin, Texas. I've talked to you before. I'm the guy that used to work up there at the old Broadview Hotel.
Oh, okay.
In that radio station. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember.
Hey, you know, you're talking about the road construction. You know, down here, they get a lot of that money from gas tax. But I've got thinking about something. I'm sure that's true everywhere. What's going to happen as more and more people get these electric cars? There won't be any gas tax coming in.
Oh, Bill, no. I've talked to politicians in Springfield and Jefferson City. They're going to have a tax on the electrical cars. Bill, don't you ever think, and I know you're a smart man, don't you ever think that these politicians are going to let you get one, you or me or anybody else get one over them? And when you said gas tax, that the expenses go from the gas taxes to fix these highways, these gas taxes come from who? They come from us. But no, Bill, I guarantee you, and you're right, they'll come up with some kind of electric tax, or they'll come up with you're paying so much per mile. You don't think these politicians are ever going to let us get the better of them, do you?
No, they're probably thinking about it. But to be honest with you, Bob, they really do need to charge something to the electric cars, because otherwise it's got to be put on all the guys with gasoline cars.
No, you know what, Bill, I agree, but here, answer me this, and rhetorically, I know you don't know the expense for a highway building, but don't you think when they build a highway and put all this reinforced concrete and all this and spend billions of dollars of our money throughout this whole great country for the interstate system, and then 3 months later, just like the bridge, the new bridge that was put up a couple years ago, they're already repairing that bridge and they're costing us, the taxpayers. Don't you think that there ought to be some kind of guarantee on these roads?
Well, it is true. These construction companies build these and they discover, they made a mistake. They didn't use the proper material. We'll have to do it over again and pay them again. You're exactly right. We shouldn't be paying anything. The construction company should absorb the cost and maybe go out of business because of it.
You're exactly right, Bill. You're exactly right. It's amazing. It's amazing, but we just let it go. We let it go. Nobody says nothing. Nobody does anything. And we all bitch at the taverns, the restaurants, and everything else. When do you think this is all going to come to it? You know, Bill, they want me off the air because I say nigger. They want me off the air because I expose all these politicians, all these other radio and TV stations. These son of a bitches do nothing but kiss ass. When are the people of this great country going to quit kissing ass and start kicking some ass? When do you think?
I don't know, Bob. I'm older than you are, and I don't think either one of us will ever see that happen, I'm sorry to say.
You know what, Bill? I somewhat agree with you, but I think if most people, when people say, hey, Romantic, we listen to you all over the country, we support you, I say, no, you're not supporting me, we're supporting each other. Bill, we're all going to have to, we need to have a group nonviolent like Black Lives Matter. We need to have a group like Black Lives Matter and say, hey, our taxpayers, our futures matter. We need to come out as strong as the Black Lives Matter, and we'd get something done, don't you think?
Well, that's exactly right. Let's hope it happens.
Well, I don't think it is. Hey, Bill, before you go down there in Texas, what do you think about this loop trolley in the Del Mar Loop area where they spent $51 million and they can't make $150 a day?
Well, you know, I was looking at that. I look at the St. Louis News on the Internet a lot. The thing goes from where? The loop to run around... Where does it go? Down to the art museum or somewhere?
Well, close. It's about a mile. Goes down Del Mar. It's got about a mile of road, and for that, Bill, to cost $51 million. I knew it wasn't going to work. Everybody knew it wasn't going to work, but Joe Edwards lobbied everybody. Joe Edwards, because he owns all those businesses down in the Loop area, he lobbied them all, $51 million, and they're going to close down. If they don't get another $700,000, they're going to close down within a year's worth of work. Unbelievable, isn't it?
Well, who rides in it? What's the point of it going 1 mile? I'm sure they've made a study of how many people ride on it.
Oh, no, Bill. These politicians with our money, they never make any studies. Are you crazy? Thought it'd be a good idea. Everybody's going to come. If you build it, they'll come. Well, they built it, and nobody came. Hey, Bill, thanks for listening, buddy. You have a good day out there out west.
Thanks, Bob. Bye-bye.
Okay. Unbelievable. Isn't it unbelievable? Let's go ahead before break, take another caller. Go ahead, Scott. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob, I just wonder, is that trolley track, isn't that the one that goes past that Chuck Berry statue down there?
Oh, sure. Sure it is. Sure it is, Scott. They got a...
Oh, well, I mean, I would think that statue would be in demand. Everybody would want to go see it.
Yeah. Say, don't get me going on that, Scott. That's one of my pet peeves. I don't understand, and stick on the phone, I don't understand how Lida Crewson, how all these nigger politicians can go to a funeral of this bastard, and I feel for his family, but go to a funeral of this bastard and say, what a great man he was. What a great... And these are the politicians, Scott. These are all the big shot mayors and the governors and everybody. They don't remember all the pedophiles. They don't remember everything in his past, all the sexual nasty crap in his past. Hell yes, they remember. But see, if they like you, they'll forget. What do you think?
Well, I think they're raising hell about all them tearing down those Confederate statues. I don't understand, like, be it a Michael Brown plaque or be it anything. I don't understand why people's not raising hell about that, but... That's just me.
Okay, Scott, thanks for the call. I'll tell you why they're not raising hell, because we're white people and we're stupid. And the white people can get pissed at me. We sit back and we take it and we take it and we take it and we take it. And I'm tired of taking it. And that's why I'm speaking up, and I'm speaking up and getting in trouble for speaking up. I don't give a good damn. I do not give a good damn about what they think or what they say or how they feel. They know they're wrong, and they're not going to hear it anywhere else. Not going to hear it on 5, Channel 5, 4, 2, 11. And I hope you people get tired I hope you people get tired of all this politically correct crap on all these TV stations. They want to play you people down. They want to dumb you down. They think you people are stupid. They're going to give you that fake news. They're going to dumb you down and continue to dumb you down until you go along with the program, until you say, hey, that's a good idea. They dumbed everybody down on this trolley, didn't they? They dumbed everybody down on this trolley. $51 million took forever to build, and they're going to shut it down within a year of opening it up. It was opened up last November, and they're saying even if they get the $700,000, that's a lot of taxpayers' money, even if they get that kind of money, that they still may close it down. In September, they requested $200,000 immediately from the St. Louis County Transit Fund to keep the trolley operating for the remainder of 2019, and $500,000 for calendar year 2020. Well, I want to say, if it doesn't receive the funding, they're probably not going to operate. Why would you want to operate a non-profitable business, especially at taxpayers' expense? I ask all you politicians, you need to shut it down immediately. Take those trolley cars and sell them for whatever you can get. Let that Delmar Street have traffic like it's supposed to have, so cars aren't getting their rear view mirrors knocked off because of the big trolleys. Whoever engineered that needs to be kicked in the ass. I guarantee you that was a bad engineering job. That was a bad program. That was a bad program from the go. Everybody knew it. Joe Edwards, oh yeah, it's going to be great. Well, Joe Edwards, once again, I ask, where the hell are you at now? You talk the talk, but like everybody else, you didn't walk the walk. And speaking of St. Louis and Midtown, the same area, a 22-year-old woman, and they say, oh, it's getting better. We're going to have this cure violence. Cure violence, not going to do a damn thing. When you're talking in North County to cure violence, even if you run them out of North County, they're going to go to West County. They're going to go to South County. I say they come to East County, but we got enough killings over here that I don't think we'd know any difference. But a 22-year-old lady was shot in the back. She was pronounced dead at the scene in the Midtown area of St. Louis. The shooting happened 6:48 p.m., people. It's still relatively light. It's still daytime. It's not 6 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. 6:48 p.m., she gets gunned down. A 22-year-old woman gets shot. It wasn't even a gunfight. She wasn't shooting back, apparently. She gets shot in the back. Now that happens all over. You see the crime in North St. Louis is coming to Midtown. It's coming to South City, coming to South County. And we're going to sit back and take it. And you good people are going to let them spend $5, $6, $7, $8, $9 million on a program, a cure violence program that everybody knows isn't going to work. But everybody will sit there and say, yeah, we're going to do it. We're doing something. Well, don't waste the taxpayers' money. Don't waste $9 million. Hire more policemen. Train more policemen. Get more policemen all throughout St. Louis. That won't stop at all, but that'll be a damn good start. Nobody wants to talk about that. No, we have these programs. We'll have these vigils. We'll light candles once a week to stop this crime. Chief Hayden, we'll give out hot dogs and hamburgers and popsicles. That'll stop the crime. That's not going to stop the crime, people. Some intelligence in the political community would be the good start to get some politicians that trying not to placate the people with bull crap, but to reward them with results. You can talk the talk all day long, as you hear me today and every day, but unless you're going to walk the walk, unless you're going to be successful, talking all that crap means nothing. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom. Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. We're going to get off this trolley situation, but you people understand what I'm saying. And it was $34 million in federal funding. Federal government gave $34 million of the $51 million, and I'm sure the state gave the rest. But when they say, as I always say, federal government give you the money or the federal government, the state government gives you crap. They don't give you anything that's not our money that's been recycled up to Washington and back to us, up to Jeff City and back to us, up to Springfield, Illinois and back to us. So when they say $34 million in funding from the federal government, a federal grant, transportation grant, it's not a transportation grant, that's our tax dollars. There's no grant fairy, as I always say, coming down, sprinkling the money. And then it says, Tim Finch, and I got to give him credit. He said, obviously, this project should have been shut down a long time ago. At some point, it's throwing good money after bad, and it has to stop. County Council member Tim Finch, Republican out of the 3rd District, I and a lot of people salute you for having the guts to stand up and say what needs to be said. Now they say that the city of St. Louis has a $23 million budget surplus. Well, I ask, number one, if they have a $23 million budget surplus, why isn't it going to stop the crime, stop some of the mayhem and the violence and the destruction and the death in the once great city of St. Louis? $23 million budget surplus. Where are you niggers at? Where are you niggers? You're not bitching about this $23 million in budget surplus? Aren't you smart enough to know, you politicians in St. Louis, you nigger politicians? You let the poor black people get killed in North St. Louis. You worry about Bob Romanek calling you niggers, which you are. You're not proud black people. You worry about Bob Romanek, and thank you for that. I appreciate the notoriety. But you don't worry about all the killings in North St. Louis, all the killings in Midtown St. Louis, all your people dying, violent deaths for no reasons. And there's a $23 million budget surplus for the city. And you people are sitting back. You people are sitting back and letting that money sit there. What the hell is wrong? And then it says, well, we better try to make this system go, because it says here, after the federal government gave $34 million, no, us, the taxpayers, gave $34 million in funding for the trolley system. The government might get the message, in quotes, that the region should not be trusted with future investments of that magnitude. And I agree. But somebody needed to go to jail. $51 million for a mile or so of trolley in the St. Louis region, going nowhere, going down Del Mar. Unbelievable. And again, Joe Edwards, where the hell are you at? But people, think about it. $23 million in surplus for the city of St. Louis. Nobody's worried about that money. If you had a surplus, it'd go to stop the violence. So I challenge you niggers to go to Lida Cruisin, go to Lida, I'd rather lie to you than tell the truth, Cruisin, and say, hey, let's have some of that money for North St. Louis. Let's try to protect the decent, innocent people. Now, there's some thugs being killed in North St. Louis, don't get me wrong, but there's a lot of innocent people that don't deserve to die. These young children don't deserve to die. So let's see where you niggers are on that. Get pissed at me. Call and complain on me. Don't worry about the killings, you bunch of nigger idiots. You can all kiss my ass, and don't get me too pissed off because I really don't give a damn. They had a convicted pedophile in Indiana. This guy had a 14-year-old girl on the internet trying to solicit sex with her and telling her to come to, to come to his house in Indiana at 14 years old. Come to his house in Indiana, and she was supposed to live in Neehaw, Wisconsin. He lived in Whitestown, Indiana. Goofy looking guy, he's got a picture of him. So she wouldn't come to him, so he set off on foot from Whitestown, Indiana to Neehaw, Wisconsin. That's a trip of 351 miles. He allegedly walked the whole 351 miles. You hear me, people? For sex with this teenager, this 14-year-old teenager, who, by the way, was an undercover police officer. But I tell you, that internet is something. And he said that he wanted to have 500 children together, including one within a year, according to the Oshkosh Northwestern newspaper. I mean, there is an epidemic of child sexual abuse, and this internet does make it too easy for predators to communicate with children across the country. Well, that's what you people, don't worry about Bob Romanek saying nigger, worry about all these young kids. Worry about all these young kids getting sexually molested by these ignorant pedophile bastards on the internet. No, we don't have time for that. That's not that close to home. But Bob Romanek, oh, you niggers love Bob Romanek. Why do you niggers, some nigger call me and tell me why you guys really like me. I may play reparations for you niggers today because it pisses me off. And maybe I'll piss you off and then we'll be even. Here's one, a stupid white son of a bitch. A Tennessee man needed the money. He needed money for drugs. Couldn't get the money for drugs. So he went to his grandmother's house and demanded money. After the grandmother refused to give her grandson money, he pushed her on the bed, held her down, raised up her dress, and removed $10 from her undergarments. That must be the bank of undergarments. I don't know how the hell he knew she had $10 in her drawers. I remember back in the day, women used to put money in their bras, and you could see them put money in their bras. I guess that was like a storage facility, you know, like a box where you put your money, a safe deposit box. He pushed her down, pushed her on the bed, raised up her dress, and took $10 from her undergarments. He was arrested and bail was set at $10,000. But man, do you see, I mean, drugs, it amazes me. It amazes me about these drugs. I love our military. And I read about an Air Force vet, won't mention his name, doesn't make any difference. He took an honor flight to Washington. And what really struck me, though, in this article, and everybody that's in the service, I salute you and thank you for your service for our great country. Now, you got paid for being in the service. You got fairly well taken care of. But I want to salute everybody because everybody played a part in all the wars and all our military. But I like where this guy is 85 years old. He says he joined the Air Force at 20 years old after being drafted for the Korean War. So apparently he didn't want to go fight. I don't know if that's true. So he enlisted in the Air Force. And nothing against the Air Force, but I don't see many Air Force people on the ground in combat. I see the Army, I see the Marine Corps, and sometimes the Navy SEALs. But for the Navy, I mean, they do a great job supporting our combat troops, and so does the Air Force. They do a great job supporting our combat troops, but they're not actually in combat, but it makes no difference. It takes everybody to make up a team, a successful team. But I just liked it when he said that he got drafted, so he joined the Air Force, like, hey, I want to get out of the fighting. And they send these guys around, they call it the honor flights. And I'm all for that, and I want to honor every military hero, but I'm going to piss some off, because I think there ought to always be a distinction. Always, I think, a distinction between the veterans of Vietnam, the veterans of World War I and II, the veterans of all the conflicts. But I think there ought to be a little asterisk by the names, or a little more said about the combat. You hear me? The combat veterans. The combat veterans are the ones over there getting killed, getting shot at. And again, I take nothing away from the entire military forces. They're all heroes. They're all heroes. Just some are bigger heroes than others. But I think the combat veteran, I think every veteran should get some veteran benefits. And I agree with that. But I think the combat, the true combat veterans ought to get everything that's afforded to them, everything that they need. These guys are the ones who are in the trenches. These guys are the ones in the foxholes. Nothing against the computer guys. Nothing against the guys cooking at the mess hall. Nothing against the guys who work at the air stations. They're all part of the team, and I agree with that. But when you're a combat veteran, you are a true vet. You are a true vet. But see, they don't distinguish between combat veterans and just veterans. I was a veteran of Vietnam, a guy told me. Come to find out that he packed parachutes in Indiana. And that was okay, because we needed parachutes to parachute out of areas for our combat troops to do the fighting. So nothing against him. He was a hero. Not as big as heroes of combat vets, but when he says he was in Vietnam, he said, hey, I'm a Vietnam veteran. That's misleading. You can be a Vietnam veteran and be a cook at Scott Air Base, or you can be a Vietnam veteran and be a cook out at Fort Leonard Wood, or you can be a Vietnam veteran and been drugged in the jungles of South Vietnam. And there is a difference. There is a total difference. And again, I don't want to disrespect any veteran, but I just think the combat veterans should be acknowledged more so than anybody else. You see the movies, you see the real documentaries, not the fake news. What the hell these guys went through in the wars and the cold, what these guys went through in Vietnam, what they went through over in the Middle East. You know, these guys are true heroes. And once again, I don't want to take away from all the vets, because they all served our great country and we all appreciate you. I just think there ought to be a little distinction. I just think there ought to be a little distinction between the combat vets and the real vets. Shimkus. You hear me talk about Congressman Shimkus, the congressman from Madison County, from Collinsville. I'll only run for 5 2-year terms, and you have my word I won't run anymore because I'm not a career politician. But after that fifth term, I got to run. My people told me, no, you don't have to run. You didn't have to run. You don't go back on your word because your constituents want you to go back on your word, Shimkus. When somebody gives their word, they keep their word. Anyway, there was something in the paper. Shimkus, a rare voice of dissent among Republicans. You ass white bastard, you didn't dissent 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 6 years ago when there was things you didn't like. No, because you were still running for office. You needed the Republican support. Now that you he was interviewed on radio station KMOX, that he's withdrawing his support. Why don't you interview on our radio station, Representative Shimkus? Because you know I won't ask you the softball questions. I won't throw up the softball questions. I'll ask you the crap that should be asked. But anyway, on KMOX, decision to pull out of Syria. Shimkus is retiring from Congress at the end of his term. And take me off, I support Donald Trump list. You didn't say that 1 year ago, 2 years ago. You didn't say that with anybody else 5, 6, 8, 10, 15 years ago when you said that you weren't going to rerun for office, but you did. But now all of a sudden, John Shimkus is a badass. Shimkus, a rare voice of dissent among Republicans. Yeah, because see, you don't mean you using bastard. You don't need the Republican Party anymore because you're retiring. You're retiring with a big pension. You're retiring after doing nothing in Washington, D.C. for all these years other than screwing up the Page program with those young pages, if you know what I mean. And I think you do. But I read this crap and I think it's amazing. It's amazing how these asswipe bastards can be so hypocritical. These asswipe bastards can be users. They've used us. These politicians use us. They use us. They use each other. They use each other in Washington. But for John Shimkus to say he's a rare voice of dissent amongst the Republicans, what an asswipe bastard you are, John Shimkus. And if you want to give me a call, if you want to call Washington, you want to complain on me, you know the number. Go ahead. But I say kiss my old wrinkled white, red and blue hairy ass, because you no good son of a bitch and politicians, you don't deserve any better. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, renegade radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Welcome back to the dark side, the last small segment. Let's take one more caller before we get out of here. Go ahead, Ed. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
This is one thing I've been sitting on for a while, and it's really the root cause of what's happening in this great country. It's cultural Marxism. Okay, let me explain. First, they have to pound political correctness into everybody's mind. And George Soros was behind it. He schooled Obama and Hillary in this very well. And you know who is, well, political correctness was going on before Obama, but Obama really beat political correctness in everybody's mind.
Right.
So therefore, you can, after they have that instilled in everybody's mind, you can't say anything about, look where it's gotten with the blacks, okay? And look how that handles. Now you have the gays coming up.
Yeah.
Okay, and for every facet of it, you have to have an oppressed and you have to have an oppressor. Okay, the Me Too movement. Well, the male's the oppressor. So, and the police, okay? They're the oppressor. Blacks are the oppressed.
Well, you know what, Ed? You know, in life, and I got to cut you short, Ed. We don't have a lot of time. In life, there's always going to be the good guy and the bad guy. And it seems like the good guy is the bad guy at this day and age, and the bad guy tries to present himself as the good guy. I told someone yesterday, I'm thinking about getting, and I may do it, get White Lives Matter signs. I'm tired of seeing these Black Lives Matter. How racist is that? All lives matter. But if they want to say Black Lives Matter, I want to say White Lives Matter. And I know I'll be a racist for saying it, and I guarantee you I won't get many people who want those signs, but I don't give a damn. If I decide to do it, I'm going to do it because I want to do it. And before we go, it pisses me off. I read that now they have in East St. Louis. They've got, they're going to have a bus to come around to call. It's a project. It's a project, they call it, in East St. Louis, where people are going to come around and pick people up on buses. Pick people up on buses. Now, when the hell did that happen? It's like a cab. It's like a cab. Metrolink ride share program to launch in East St. Louis in November. It's a pilot program providing on-demand ride sharing for transit riders in East St. Louis. It's set to launch in November. The St. Clair County Transit District announced a six-month pilot program. The $25,000 that's going to be wasted on the program will be curbed to transit. They're going to pick people up, and it's like Uber or Lyft. People in East St. Louis are going to call up, use an app or call up, and are going to be picked up by the transit authority at their house, not at the bus stop now. And I know there's a lot of good people in East St. Louis, a lot of proud black people. There's a lot of niggers too. So these niggers are raping, robbing, stealing, killing. Now they're so damn lazy, won't get a job. They'd rather create crime and violence. Now we're going to pick them up at their doorstep. A pilot program in East St. Louis. So you people all throughout St. Clair County, you see what the hell this is, but you know why it's a pilot program. There's an election coming up. So all they have to do is call up and make reservations anywhere within the East St. Louis city limits. Only within the East St. Louis city limits. They can call if they don't have a smartphone. They can contact the service by phone and make a reservation. They're going to pick them up at the front of their house, people in East St. Louis. But only in East St. Louis. And they've got all these county board members. Oh, the service will provide a great option for customers where walking is not an option due to inclement weather. How often could you not walk to the bus stop? This was his asswipe, Lonnie Mosley, from the county board down in East St. Louis. See, these niggers, they get what they want when they want. All these programs. We don't have the money to pay for anything, but we've got the money for a pilot program. So people, because of the inclement weather, they can't get to a bus stop. Bus stops are all over the damn place. But they're going to do it in East St. Louis. Going to do it in East St. Louis. One gal had an hour and a half wait commute. But now this bus service will pick her up and take her right to her door. But only, I say only, people, if it's in East St. Louis. Think about it. As always, we have to go. Let's continue to unite to expose these asswipe, bastard, political, parasitical, perverted punks that we call politicians. The election's coming up. At the end of the day, let's do unto them what they continue, I say continue, to do unto us. Let's expose them, and then let's destroy them. Let's destroy them once and for all. Never, never, never any violence. Destroy them politically, of course. Right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the break. Nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romani, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.